Blog Talk Radio.
But you know what, I got 49 minutes left in this fucking podcast. But here's what I gotta say. Let's talk about the real, shall we? Let's talk about wrestling. Now just recently Matt Hardy said his goodbyes to the WWE Universe. But does that mean Matt Hardy's not going to come back? Does that mean Matt Hardy is going to stifle the audience one last time? I couldn't answer you. But there are some people, there are those who know, and there are those who don't know. So I'll tell those of you who know. Matt Hardy had a brilliant career start in 1994/95. They were one of the extras for King of the Ring. You know, they held Mabel's fat ass up in their mad respect, you know, whatever. What else? They were multiple. Matt Hardy was a multiple tag team champion. He's an Intercontinental champion. He was, at one point, supposedly going to be the world heavyweight champion of WWE. But, folks, I got to say, you know, it's not weird anymore. I've done solo shows myself, but Granny Hulkster will be joining me tomorrow, folks, on Tuesday. So, here's what I got to say. You want me to discuss entirely, you know, an entire show about WWE? Well, my focus should be back on Ring of Honor, New Japan, NXT, wrestling is wrestling to me. If you really want to get at the whole thing, then, you know, this is what I'm going to tell you. There are those of you who would like me to discuss whatever about wrestling. It's my show, folks. Monday Night Raw just ended, and I don't know what's going down. It's been the week after SummerSlam and Barclays. So therefore, I'm going to take a look, see at the results online, if you will, please. So we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Mondays. Dig it. Like shit hasn't changed. Okay, so Roman Reigns kicks off the show. Fucking shit. Reading this hurts my eyes. Universal Champion Roman Reigns sporting a Shield t-shirt kicked off Monday Night Live show, blah, blah, blah. They shook hands. Okay, so Baron Corbin appeared and announced a tag team match for the night, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is the analytics. This is funny. The tag team match is standard fare, but should make for a damn fine main event, something, whatever. Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin, of course. Corbin defeated Balor. Yeah, that's to be expected, whatever. Sasha Banks versus Dana Brooke. Okay. Okay, I believe Sasha's defeated Dana Brooks. Okay, so they actually had matches instead of wait. Seth Rollins Intercontinental Championship Open Challenge. So Kevin Owens, Rollins defeated Owens. No surprise. All right, so it's, you know, I hope it was a decent match. It says Owens tried to remove Salt from the top rope, but Rollins dodged it and delivered the stomp and pinball victory. Okay, so it sounds like your standard match, whatever. The Intercontinental Championship aftermath. Tears, blah, blah. Okay, so Owens walked out. Okay, that's not really good, is it? Non-title match, Revival versus the B-Team. The Revival defeated the B-Team. Okay. Elias performs. Should I be impressed, folks, or should... Oh, okay, so Trish Stratus was there. How awesome. So that's cool, folks. Trish Stratus was there to promote WWE's Women Pay-Per-View on Evolution, which you can catch in Long Island, folks. Tickets are still on sale. Believe me, nothing in Long Island sells out unless you're watching hockey or whatever you watch. Yeah, it's 12:45, folks, my time. Okay, so Trish, let me come back. This is awesome. Natalya versus Alicia Fox. Now, this is interesting. Natalya defeated Alicia Fox. So it was a mix of baby faces, whatever, winning. Lashley in a handicap match. I don't know what Raw's trying to accomplish here, but I'll just go with it, whatever. The Ascension. Okay, so Lashley beat both Connor and Victor, so it makes them look good. Ambrose versus Jinder Mahal. Okay, then. Ambrose beats Jinder, whatever. So, Strowman. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. This is why they're trying to justify the Shield, and it's kind of fucking funny. You have the main event on Monday Night Raw, which is hilarious to me. So, revenge. Revenge, folks. The Shield with Strowman, you know, they put him in his place. Now, McIntyre, Ziggler. So, you basically here in the Shield. Are they? I don't care. At this point, Raw just gave me a fucking headache reading through their results. Since it's a 3-hour show, they have more matches than they did promos. Congratulations, you still managed to confuse the majority of the audience. What do I mean by that? So, you initially, you know, put the Shield in place because now you're going to feud them with McIntyre, Ziggler, and damn, the Oaf. No, the man who can barely fuck work. No. I'm not going to go that route. Basically, folks, this show is titled A Hearty Goodbye, A Hearty Thank You, because Matt Hardy, like I said, left on good terms. He left, you know, said goodbye. He's been doing it since 1994. So that's a good, yeah, that's 24 years in the business. That's a pretty decent run. You want my overall take on Monday Night Raw? Here's what I'm going to say. If you want to be confused, watch Monday Night Raw. If you want to put your head in a vice with what's going on booking-wise, you don't have to make sense of it. You just have to watch the show, right? Because God forbid, you know, fans say something, then wrestlers say something, then fans tweet something out, then wrestlers tweet something out. So, you know, it turns into a shit fest whenever you review a show, right? Here's what I'm going to say. It's time, folks, to review Monday Night Raw. No, I just did that. It's time, folks, to look at Ring of Honor's All In. That I actually am interested in. So, Ring of Honor All In. Let's take a look-see. Ring of Honor show funded event. Ring of Honor is a fit. You know what? It's amazing. The Young Bucks. Okay. Whatever. AAA worldwide. Doesn't matter. So, All In basically was an event, folks. that Feech is going to feature a whole lot of people. Okay, Kenny King's still there. Yay. Okay. I mean, we'll take a look at who's going to be there. Bullet Club versus Chaos signed for Death Before Dishonor in Vegas. So, God almighty, Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, Marty Scurll. I just, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I'm impressed that they sold out an event in half an hour. Half a fucking hour. Whereas you take a look at WWE, and of course, you know, event sells out whatever at Allstate Arena. It's a machine, folks. It's a machine. So the Young Bucks basically are going against Kota Ibushi versus Rey Mysterio Jr. and Phoenix. Oh, Lord. God damn the computer. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want a laptop. Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Jr., NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Nick Aldis versus Cody Rhodes. You want to talk about one hell of a card? Jay Lethal versus over the budget, you know, Battle Royal winner. Kazuchika Okada versus Marty Scurll. Joey Janela versus Hangman Page. Stephen Amell versus Christopher Daniels. Madison Rayne versus Chelsea Green versus Britt Baker versus Tessa Blanchard. The Briscoes versus SoCal Uncensored. And over the budget battle royal, Moose, Jordan Grace, Colt Cabana, Ethan Page, Rocky Romero, Brian Cage, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Jacobs, Marco Stunt. Six to be decided. So, all in remaining roster, Chucky T, Trent Beretta, Matt Cross, and MJF. Now, granted, folks, I'm not familiar with some of the guys on this roster, but I will tell you this. Ring of Honor has basically shown the world why they are belonging in this world of professional wrestling. And the reason why is because they've got so much of an audience pull. It's sink or swim now in wrestling for ratings. Okay, so Ronda Rousey was nowhere to be found on Raw. She did say that she would not be like Brock Lesnar. And I don't know her contract, and I don't intend to know her contract, folks. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Ring of Honor, all in. As I just said at the beginning of this tidbit, you had to have been on a waiting list to get seats. They already are. They sold out Madison Square Garden because you have. It's just like fucking Christmas shopping, but for wrestling. The amount of talent. Now, some say, well, you only know the familiars like Young Bucks and Cody. And is it a crime? I know Jay Lethal. I know Lethal. Not personally, I've seen him at con. But does that mean I know him? No. But the amount of talent that is on this roster is going to be in this show. They've got Joey Janela from CZW. They've got Jimmy Jacobs, you know, is well known as a performer and as a writer who wrote the promos on SmackDown Live. What else do I know? The Briscoe brothers, mad love for them, you know why. Not because they're related to Gerald Briscoe, but because they like the Oakland Raiders. It's amazing, isn't it? That's not the only reason I like them. Well, that's a shitty reason to like a tag team. They're also very ruthless in what they do. I've seen some of their matches, but it's, you know, almost 1 a.m, folks. If you want me to go through the list of Briscoe Brothers matches, leave a comment at Wrestle_Radio and say, hell yeah. Okay. The NWA title match. Being, dude, these are people, these are wrestlers from Okada, Omega, Omega is one of the top stars in wrestling today. But if you want, man, here's what I can fucking tell you. This show, All In, comparatively speaking to a WWE pay-per-view, is that fair? Is it fair to compare it to New Japan? Is it fair to compare Ring of Honor to WWE? I don't like doing that because, to be honest with you, yeah, it's easy for me to compare notes, man. It's just, to answer your question, Trent, wrestling is wrestling. And it will not, you know, the competition thing, I don't know if it'll ever be like, you know, WCW versus WWE. That one, I'm not going to feel because, like I said, sometimes you tread on careful waters, you know, carefully on around the uncharted waters, but okay, fuck it. Ring of Honor presents a show, WWE presents entertainment. But Ring of Honor, if you take a look at the tail of the tape, with everyone from the males to the females, Punishment Martinez, Tessa Blanchard. No, I did not just mention her because of the relation to Tully. But if you look at the roster that Ring of Honor has presented, wrestling fans, they want to see a show. They don't want to see 50-50 fucking booking. Okay, there I said it. 50-50 booking meaning, okay, give us half of what we wanted, and we go home satisfied because then we won't bitch and complain on a podcast. Wrong. There are those of us who are cynical, and there are those of us who are realists, and there are those of us who watch the show just to watch it. Then there are those of us who watch a show and it just makes you wonder. You know, it's like, okay, well, here we go again with bookings that don't make sense, like on Monday Night Raw. The matches weren't bad, you know, and it's kind of revenge for Strowman to get revenge on the Shield, whatever. So now you're going to feud him at Survivor Series. Got it. Not really. I'm just guessing. Just guessing. Oh, and if you change it up, that's fine, because it'll still be a shit show with Kevin Dunn and Michael Hayes booking shit, to be honest. In some instances, they're not entirely responsible for what shows up on air. Give me a break, dude. Give me a fucking break. You compare Ring of Honor to Monday Night Raw. Did you know? No, I'm not going to play that role. But when a show sells out in half an hour, for Madison, it sells out in 20 minutes, Madison Square Garden. When you say Ring of Honor, that's like saying, holy shit, you know, this is the last item on Amazon.com. I'm just going to use that as an example. Because if you really honestly think about it, folks, think about it, shall we? Since I have 31 minutes and 57 seconds, I'm not going to discount my ability to ramble and rant, but still make a coherent point. Wrestling quality. Are we looking for quality or quantity, or how we can be entertained? That's the main fucking question now. And you want to talk to me about how much someone actually pays attention to quality or quantity? I've said this plenty of times on the show. Ring of Honor has got both entertainment and quality. Now, should they go head-to-head Monday Night Raw? That's you know, one thing. But I'm pretty sure, folks, I am pretty sure that if you take a gander at what you're seeing right now, this is like the good old days of WWE and WCW. Except for the fact that Vince tried to, you know, he tried to get Ring of Honor barred from Madison Square Garden because that's Vince's love child. If you don't recall, the very first WrestleMania was inside the Garden. The idea, though, concocted from Howard Finkel, who said, well, the Beatles have Beatlemania, why can't we have WrestleMania? Ergo, you know, if you're not in power, you don't have a say. But what I'm getting at, folks, is over the time that WWE has spent being an entertainment industry, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not a good thing either. It's a very in-between thing when you're a wrestling fan to see. I was born in 87, so that gives you a fucking clue or a hint as to what's going on. So, yeah, WWE's evolved, and it's evolved itself. You got to keep constantly evolving, so that's why NXT was put in place. It wasn't so that it could knock out Ring of Honor entirely, because look who's left. Cody Rhodes is there. A lot of names have been added. Jay Lethal, Okada, Joey Janela, Tessa Blanchard. You know, it's just Jay Lethal, the Briscoe brothers, the Young Bucks, Marty Scurll, Kenny Omega. I mean, the names. The names on that fucking list have people just saying to themselves, okay. Why shouldn't we watch this? You saw Kenny Omega's match versus Jericho in New Japan at Wrestle Kingdom. You've seen Jay Lethal plenty of times in TNA. You have seen Joey Janela several times in CZW put on star quality matches, or, you know, holy shit, I can't believe he did that. But what I'm saying is WWE, sometimes, you know, they lag and then they surprise. But Survivor Series, folks, that's coming up, but also first Hell in a Cell and First Hell in a Cell. And then Evolution. The very first all women's pay per view. It'll be emanating from Long Island, New York. Which I don't know what the freaking frack is going to go on during that, but it's, you know, up to the universe to pay attention. The WWE universe, that is. I'm still at a loss for words on how Raw didn't have as many promos. That's very shocking. Normally, you know, they did start it out the same goddamn way. It's not that Raw is a bad show, it's just cut it out, you know, cut out an hour, then just do 2 hours like SmackDown Live. If you do Raw because you have a lot of roster members to cram in, then that's like, okay, explain to me, folks, how Ring of Honor can cram an hour and a half or 2 hours on the show, because somebody said, well, delaying, blah, blah, blah. You can explain it to me from both a worker's perspective and a fan's perspective. I ain't going to, you know, hesitate to tell you, okay, I will listen to your side, and I will listen to your side. So now I've got dueling people on Wrestle_Radio, both wrestler and fan. This is going to be fun. So explain to me, Terry, you've been working the business for, what, 11 years? And you're saying that if it's not 3 hours in the network, I get it. You have to pay. You pay your top dollar, whatever, for the network, whatever. USA, that is. But I just personally feel that, you know, some people just don't grasp the severity of this. WWE and Ring of Honor, they're two different companies, yes. You know, both doing wonderful things. But I just want to say, you know, Cody used to be a part of the E, or WWE, let me just refer to that. And so, is he anchoring the entire Ring of Honor roster? No. There's a great cast of workers that are supporting the product. And it's not that WWE is lacking talent and no one knows the fucking solution, because if you did, you would be in the company, right? Correct? So what's the major difference between WWE then and now and forever? Then and now. Forever doesn't make sense to ask a question. What's the difference between it then? Back then, we were on the edge of our fucking seats, and we were wanting the product more and more and more because of Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. You know, they've evolved their product, yes. But, guys, here's the fun part. There's no more WCW. There's no more territories. There's no more anything. Vince's company, the WWE, has outlasted every single which one. Ring of Honor came about in 2002. And so, and it's even had Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. And it's even, you know, Ring of Honor's had a lot of names come through. But what? What's the one main thing that's a problem? People will bitch and moan and complain because, well, it's our God-given right. How does that have anything to do with what I'm just discussing? Well, when you hear people from Ring of Honor's side of things say, our brand's better, they're not lying about the, you know, people actually wanting to flock to see the fucking show. WWE, if you notice, folks, it's, I don't know the logistics of what's, you know, best for business, but whenever you look at Ring of Honor, whenever you see exactly, you know, what's going on and how much of a mainstream, not mainstream, but how wrestling fans are flocking and here's the thing. People flock to something that's organic, that makes sense to us as fans, not something that's forced and what creative may think is best for fans. That's a crock of shit. So, in other words, you know, you can watch both, or New Japan or Revolver or Evolve. Ring of Honor's All In, folks, is going to be so stacked. And, you know, people, I wonder if it's going to crash or if, you know, because there's a lot of people that stream it and they're stupid, but they don't like paying because they would like to do the pirate thing to do in the internet world and just download the event. Well, folks, I think I've reached that point where I'm going to just, you know, get a little personal, if you will, wrestling-wise. So, it's that time where you're going to get into my head and wish you hadn't. Or maybe you'd be intrigued. Oh, well. Enjoy my madness. Dig it! Success for wrestling, period. If the fans believe you and they don't think it's a bunch of bullshit. SummerSlam versus a Ring of Honor event. Now, is that a comparison that I would like to go into further in depth detail? Yes. All In versus SummerSlam. It was okay. It wasn't bad. You know, we finally get a champion that'll represent the company. Although I'm not so sure what Lesnar's stance in the company is, so I really don't fucking care. I don't really pay attention to dirt sheets, unless it pops up on my fucking newsfeed and I post it on the Facebook page, which, by the way, I'm going to segue into the advertisements right quick. Visit Wrestle Radio, Wrestle Radio Facebook, or yeah, Wrestle Radio /Facebook.com, Wrestle _Radio at Instagram, and Wrestle_Radio at Twitter. Where those are the handles, whatever. If you'd like to join the WWE Network, and you want to catch up on all the good wrestling, past, present, whatever, not just WWE, NWA, ICW, CZW, Ring of Honor. Ironic, isn't it? New Japan. You want to catch Asuka and Shinsuke and Kairi Sane, or more than Okada, Omega, whatever. Ambrose and CZW and various other organizations. Claudio or AKA Cesaro. You can go visit the network today. Sign up for free, folks. You can sign up for free. Because I guarantee fucking to you, you will be intrigued upon what I'm... Oh, WCW, WCCW, the Monday Night Wars, whatever. It's all there. Smoky Mountain Wrestling. WWE Network, $9.99 a month after your first month. That is free. If you don't want the credit card, debit card hassle, go get a preloaded card at GameStop. It's $29.97. If you don't want to get it at GameStop, Dollar General, Best Buy, 7-Eleven, or Walmart, go online to the shop. And here's what I'm going to tell you. It's $6.99 for shipping and handling for the standard shipping. It's $11.99 for 2 to 3 day shipping. It's $21.99. Added additional to that if you don't like waiting for next day shipping. By the way, the standard shipping is UPS or USPS. 2 day shipping may or may not be FedEx. It's kind of weird. Oh, okay. And next day shipping is FedEx. Or whichever carrier WWE uses or affords to use. If you'd like to support a good cause, go to findacure.com, susangcomen.org, makeawish.com. It's self-explanatory. We all have Google now. We all have smartphones. So if you don't know how to operate and donate, whatever, go to Google and it will explain you to you step by step. Now, getting back to my discussion. Why is Ring of Honor different from WWE? In my opinion, guys, Ring of Honor has a talented roster, so is WWE, except for the fact that when it comes to NXT TakeOver, that wasn't bad. Now, some people may believe that it's, you know, really, really super indie stuff. I was there. I, you know, different people, different flavors of ice cream when they watch shit, so... Let me go back to the advertisements, folks. If you haven't done so already, I will not be able to make Monster Factory, no big deal. But they are having a super camp September 8th. It is 1 day. It is a 12-hour seminar. So if you haven't already done so, you need to go do so. And sign up, monsterfactory.org, Eventbrite. You know, click under super camp September 8th. This will be the last camp for a while, folks. If you do not have any inkling of what I am talking about, email Danny Cage at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. Someone will be sure to assist you and answer any questions that you may have about the school or the super camp. Gerald Briscoe will be in attendance. Punishment Martinez will be in attendance. Grey Wolf. A lot of folks, okay? So please understand and note that these camps will help you. They will help you learn. Not then, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. So, Eventbrite on Google, the price, it is $104.44 plus tax. Or not $104, yeah, it's $104.44 because it's $100 for the camp. You add tax if you pay online. I don't know, that's probably the only option you have. Use a valid debit or credit card, please. Please understand, all right? Okay. So that does it for the advertising section, but back to my discussion. I keep saying that. Seeing how I have 14 minutes left. You want people to understand what it is that you are doing, you know, why it is I am saying that Ring of Honor is a better quality product than WWE. It's not that. It's the fact that fans who want a show and not 45 minutes of promos or less than that, but if you take a look at WWE Raw, you take a look at WWE SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live is the unsung hero. I don't know why. But it makes you wonder, like, how in the fucking hell, how in God's green earth is WWE still, because look, tonight, folks, I found out, you know, I looked online, and there was a sale for $100 off title belts. Does that mean WWE is going out of business? No, it just means that the title belts are not selling as much. Maybe if you dropped it to 150, or actually, no, you can't do that because then you won't make profit. Maybe if you look online, how many sales are going on? You have to create sales if, you know, keep business up. They should do that all the time and not for limited time. But then they say, well, I lose profit margin. Like I said, I'm not a business mathematical genius or whiz here, but if Ring of Honor is selling their shit in Hot Topic and they're out selling merch numbers for WWE, I don't know. But I know that there's a lot of Super Kick Club shirts that I've seen and worn in public. I've seen Vigilante Club. I've seen Bullet Club. It's amazing how certain things do not get capitalized on when you look at a WWE perspective type thing. But if you look at Ring of Honor, you're just like, man, if it takes half an hour to sell out an event in Chicago and it took WWE a record, well, not record, but 2.5-3 months to sell out both NXT TakeOver in Chicago and also NXT, not NXT, but WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view, which really, the results shouldn't really be a focal point or a focusing point. But you know what? Let's just say it. Ring of Honor knows how to draw, because obviously they sell out events. And they say WWE sells out well. Takes you a month and a half, 2 months, depending on the region you're in. If you're in the East Coast, that depends. Do they care about wrestling? Some do and some don't. That's everywhere. But what I'm really getting at is All In, it took them half a fucking hour to sell out an event in which God only knows would be flabbergasting if you read the stats on how many live events the WWE has to have just so they can make up the money that they lost. And that, you know, I've said this before. It's not who's better than who. It's who's drawing moths to a flame. The moths being the fans, you know. Are we being entertained? Are we being satisfied? There's a lot of spoiled brats, you know, that are wrestling fans. I'm one of them. But I also see it where's the, you know, how electric is the crowd? Now, granted, okay, some may argue. I say, well, the Shield returning is a great... Wrestling will always be one big fucking debate now. About Ring of Honor, WWE, New Japan, doesn't matter. Well, this guy is better than this guy, or this gal is better than this gal. Doesn't fucking matter. What I'm saying is, look who puts asses in seats. Both companies do, but you know, the quality of having Ronda Rousey as champion, and I know Icon and I, we spoke on the last show about this. If you are a competitor and you go into a company that you know you're going to get automatic attention from because of your name, because of your celebrity status. I'm not saying Ronda Rousey is kind of the reason why I just don't care to watch Monday Night Raw, but we have another problem, folks. She said she's not like Lesnar, but yet she's not there. Trish Stratus was. So there's an improvement for Raw, just a little tidbit. But look at Ring of Honor. You know, Tessa Blanchard's a big name. She's not as big as Rousey, but it's a fatal four-way. It's a fatal fucking four-way. And also, folks, if you haven't seen Joey Janela's crazy shit, you need to. It's also going to be featuring, All In is also going to be featuring Jimmy Jacobs. Now, I don't mind him. I just, you know, semantics. I just watch him and just say he's not a bad worker. He's actually, his outfit or his gimmick looks to me like Ace Ventura Pet Detective. He wears a fucking tutu. But he calls himself the Zombie Princess. Well. Anyways. Here's the thing, folks. When you watch a wrestling show, it should not be 50-50 booking. Unless you are having a dry spell as a writer, and you just be like, I don't know where the fuck I'm supposed to blah, 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 blah. Happens. What am I getting at? That's an easy one. When you watch WWE, some people really don't understand why I can pick it apart as a fan. Number one, it's, you know, keep it simple, stupid. Don't complicate the shit. Two, do not have Roman Reigns, who we know is going to get booed. So you separate the Shield, whatever. Now you make them babyface team. So they were heels briefly because they attacked Strowman when Strowman tried to cash in his Money in the Bank. And then tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw features a crock of shit. You're going to keep the Shield intact, which I knew was fucking coming. Because WrestleMania, that's coming up around the corner, folks. So you got to keep them intact. What does this have to do with Ring of Honor? Ring of Honor never has the issue of having to worry about that bullshit because here's the thing. I've never ever seen a Ring of Honor show look shitty. The quality matches, you know, Marty Scurll, Kenny Omega, or Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, Okada, you know, Kota Ibushi. Have I ever seen a bad match from those two individuals? I know some people like to pick and prod because you fucking smarks will just sit there and be like, oh yeah, okay. So yeah, that's why this is this and that is that. Ring of Honor keeps you fucking guessing, which is what you're supposed to do for fans. Now, for those who said you knew Ronda Rousey was going to win the championship because of what happened to Natalya's father, you're full of shit. Okay? I am not and this is just to clarify, Terry, I am not a Rousey fan because she didn't have to go through NXT. She went straight to Stardom because her name. Whatever. I know, honestly, guys, I'm not discounting her as an athlete. I just don't like the fact that Alexa Bliss had to drop the championship to somebody that had barely been in the fucking company. But you know what? She put in the work. So I got to give her credit for that. However, you know, like I said, it doesn't sit well with certain fans because now you put the strap on somebody that's, well, she wasn't there tonight. So she says she's not like Lesnar. Okay, the jury's still out. If she's there, great. Because Constable Corbin's going to be in charge for 2 weeks. I don't really fucking care. SmackDown Live is my show, folks. I will forever be attached to Team Blue. Why? Because at least they try. and put on a decent fucking show. Ring of Honor, I've been to a couple shows. I'm not gonna lie, I absolutely adore what they put out in front of your, you know, my eyes, because it's something that just, it doesn't surprise me. With the amount of talent that they have, Punishment Martinez, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, it floats in and out, you know, from Japan and there. But like I said, if you want to give the fans a show, be organic about it. Don't fucking force it. That's all I'm saying, really, is I feel sometimes WWE forces their stuff upon fans, and sometimes wrestlers and, you know, trainers will impose their opinion on fucking Twitter and say, well, if you don't want to read it, then you can fucking shut the fuck up. Blah, 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 blah. If you don't like the show, I'm like, dude, that's why I don't tweet about show results. I don't get fucking wrapped up like all the other marks do. Alright, we're all marks, so there, I fucking said it. You don't think you're not, you're full of shit. I, you know, at one point stated I was a Jim Cornette mark. I still am. Some may say, well, Jim was old school. He was one of my favorite managers aside from Bobby Heenan and Million Dollar Man. But the point is, folks, Ring of Honor's organic flow, you know, to their show is much appreciated, because if you think about it, that's why WWE had so much fucking success, is they stole from ECW. But you know what, stealing is great when you take all the names away from said company. Paul Heyman probably hated that moment when they flipped the switch and used Cactus how he was supposed to be, how he was intended to be used. And not only that, WWE gave the fans a fucking show. They still do give people a show. It's just 3 hours is too long. Ring of Honor condenses their shit sometimes. But in closing, folks, I gotta eat because it's 1:47, actually 1:27 in the fucking morning. I'd like to tune in with Granny and myself. You can do so by calling in the show. 213-943-3422. That's 213-943-3422. Oh, and if you didn't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and toodles, bitches, I gotta eat. Look in my eyes, what do you see? Because of something.